We had a little argument, John. It never happens on our show between it. We had a little difference of opinion with baseball. I know you're shocked and dismayed.
Wait until you hear this one, Morosi.
Okay, I am ready.
I would not have started James Shields last night. I would have started Ventura. You can set the rotation any way you want. I don't think anyone's going to beat Bumgarner in a game like this. I'd harken back to 2 years ago when the Giants had a long series with St. Louis, but they started Barry Zito opening night against Justin Verlander. Could have started Matt Cain on 3 days rest, sure.
And my take is every smart baseball person on the planet starts James Shields in game one. Of course you do.
Not the way he's pitched this postseason. Okay, your thoughts.
Well, and the great good that it did the Royals to start James Shields in that game, probably a good thing they did not listen to you, Greg, on that score, because at least Ventura, I guess we'll never know how things would have transpired if Ventura had pitched. I would say this, to the larger question here of where this series stands, the Royals have great reason to be nervous right now because Ventura, remember, he left his last outing with shoulder tightness, and that was in the sixth inning of game two against the Orioles. And Ventura has said he's healthy, that he feels fine. The Royals have said the same, but the reality is, and look for this tonight, he's got 196 innings pitched this season, which is by far and away a career high. His previous career high was 150 between the majors and the minors, so he's already on an increase of 46 innings and counting. And I wonder if the shoulder tightness is related to all those innings and just general fatigue in terms of his arm at this time of year after throwing so many innings. We've seen it so many times where pitchers, I recall Justin Verlander in 2006, great season, but by the end of it, he had nothing. And if he has nothing tonight, the Royals are in serious trouble because, of course, they had Danny Duffy, their long man, had to pitch three innings yesterday because Shields was unable to get an out in the fourth inning. So the reserves in the bullpen tonight for Ned Yost are not nearly as numerous as they were last night. And as a result, they're really putting a lot of pressure on a young man who is in my view, of questionable, not necessarily health, but capability at this stage. I mean, there's many times in the season when he was their best pitcher. But I'm afraid for the Royals that October is not going to be one of those times.
This is a pretty unique situation, isn't it? I mean, other than that three-run shot off of Ventura in the play-in game, the Kansas City Royals haven't had to face any adversity. Is there a danger here going into game two of just the win being completely out of the sails? I mean, they hadn't lost for the better part of 2 weeks.
You're right. It had been 23 days since their last loss, and they only trailed in two innings in the entire ALCS. Obviously, they trailed for two innings by the time this World Series was two innings old. So I think, in my view, Andrew, I think it's the larger concern is not even so much that they faced adversity, it's that now they're out of rhythm a little bit. I think the layoff probably hurt them, but in reality, I think a layoff of any amount of time almost at some point in time was gonna hurt them. I mean, you just cannot. I mean, remember, this is a historically great start to the postseason, eight straight wins that had not happened ever in the history of the game. Now, granted, there were many years when the World Series was the entirety of the postseason, so Babe Ruth's teams never had a chance to win eight straight. But still, even if we go back to 1969 to now, in terms of the LCS era, it's a lot of great baseball teams that never had a chance to win eight straight games. And even, I guess we could say, back to 85 when it went to a best of seven series in the ALCS. So I guess it's more like a 30-year time horizon. But still, that's 30 years of chances for teams to go 8-0, and nobody ever did it. So this was bound to end at some point in time, especially given the Royals were merely a wild card team during the regular season. And the thing that stuck out to me last night, guys, was that third inning, the Royals had the fewest strikeouts in baseball during the regular season. They excelled in the first couple rounds of just putting the ball in play, driving in a run, and there were back-to-back strikeouts there for Escobar and Aoki. That was a moment where they have excelled the entire postseason. They've just been banking runs with ground balls and sac flies, putting the ball in play, whatever it took, and they didn't do it there. And that was the moment where I started to worry, if they lost a bit of their mojo here, and it's going to be hard to get it back.
John Morosi, our guest. The game's on Sportsnet, 8 o'clock, of course. Our pregame starts on Sportsnet 590 The Fan with Mike Wilner and special guest Marcus Stroman tonight. Be listening for that. You're right about everything you said. And the bats, John, the bats kind of went dry earlier than this for the Royals. It kind of went dry halfway through game two. They won a pair of 2-1 games to sweep out the Orioles, who were playing on fumes. Five runs, John, in the last 31 innings for the Royals. So it's not like the bullpen doesn't even factor in if you're scoring one or two runs a night. It doesn't matter who's in the bullpen for Kansas City if you're getting one or two an evening.
That's a great point, Greg. And to your point, the last two games of that ALCS, they scored those runs on a ground out, a sac fly, a ground out, and an error.
Yeah, Perez is home.
They have not had a run-scoring hit until Sal Perez's home run. So it was basically, they almost went three full games without what you would call a run-scoring hit.
Four extra base hits in the last four games.
Right. So, I mean, so these are, to your point, these concerns now are starting to add up. And again, we always have to guard against, the team loses game one and there's panic and everybody's writing about how many concerns they have. But in this case, I truly believe the Royals have some substantial worries because of what you just said, because now the Giants have a chance to board that airplane after this game tonight, no matter what happens, and they got a chance to close the series out in San Francisco, which history tells us. In the Bochy era, we know that in the Giants' case, they have not even lost a postseason series under Bruce Bochy. But more than that, in any series in which they won game one, they have never even faced an elimination game. They've basically wrapped those up in six games or less in the CS and in four games or less in the division series. So they've been extremely efficient in dispatching their opponents whenever they've won game one, and they are now in command again. We'll see. I mean, there's just so much pressure on this young man, Ventura. A great charisma, great pitcher, but he's got a lot of pressure on him tonight.